Anybody confused on the paper for Wednesday? I've answered a couple of you. I don't want a paper that covers both scores. I want a paper covering just the score, whichever one you select to do your analysis of. Okay? Please don't take the extra time, and do both. I will have you conduct both. Okay? But the paper is only on whichever of the pair you want to write your paper on. Okay? Now, what's the other view? The format. What I like is, didn't I give that to you in a handout?
Right here.
What I really want is, I say that with great confidence. A cursory review of it. Just to follow that score study process, that step that was a perusal of the score, a little bit of information about the composer, when it was written, style of music at the time it was written, those kinds of things, what's the purpose, that, and then a cursory examination of it musically, then a stylistic analysis, and that's where your flow chart comes in. Looking at the structure of the excerpt, knowing full well that these are only a couple phrases long, if that, some of them, are quite short. Some of them are more complete. But from that, you should get some kind of an idea of a phrase structure. What's the melody doing? What's the harmony doing? What's the texture? Is it homophonic? Is it polyphonic? Those kinds of things. Monophonic. None of these are monophonic. What's the harmonic rhythm? Those kinds of things. And in your analysis, I don't want a chord by chord analysis. It doesn't interest me at all. Really, unless you've already done it, that's fine. If that's what you want to do. What's interesting to me is cadential figures and things that you find interesting that help you conduct the piece better, that help you find where the apex of a phrase might be. That's a clue it's clued by the harmonic structure. Or where's the climax of this excerpt? That's the problem with doing excerpts, is you don't get enough meat, really, to have a full meal. So you're just getting, a sample here. But that's all we have, because to do a full piece are just prohibitive, both with the instruments we have and the time that we have to do it in. And then I want you to look at where you see interpretation problems that the ensemble might have. You as a conductor, what you're looking for. This is rhythmically complex in this major, therefore I might have to do something here to make it clearer to the ensemble. And then speak finally to your conducting of the piece, not only technically what you're going to do, and if it involves fermata and phrasing and things like that, I do want it's specific. I'm going to release this fermata in this direction, another trip, whatever. If there are no fermatas, then good for you. You don't have to deal with that. But if there are, each one of these pieces is challenging from one reason or another. Some of them, mainly just making music out of them. Others, more technical because of changing meters, etc. And as I said, I chose those specifically for you, thinking that you would have a good challenge, but at the same time a successful experience. But it's no good to pour stuff on if you don't have a good experience. Okay, is that kind of clear things up? I'm not looking for a master's thesis here, a doctoral dissertation, I'd like a few pages to show that you've had the time to look at the score, the excerpt, that you made some judgment calls, as far as artistry, conducting, rehearsal techniques, and how you're going to make it better, because you're going to have a few minutes up there that you're going to be able to do it a couple times. Okay? That's all I'm looking for. Okay? Something that's insightful.
In the pocket, there's like this.
Right, flow chart. Right.
You
Yeah, yeah, I'd like the flow chart. Now, it's not going to be extensive, that one, because that's 80 measures long, or 68 measures long, or something like that. And yours are going to be at the most 16 measures long. But you can do include the same kind of things. Again, I don't want measure chord by chord analysis. That one's not analyzed that way, although that's a flow chart for the full score that I gave you. Okay, so that's the flow chart for the Irish two. And what that flow chart shows is our cadential figures, okay, and interesting harmonic sequences and things like that. Yeah.
So excerpt,
yeah, these are just, well, these are excerpts. You're conducting the whole thing that I gave you.
Gotcha.
But they are excerpts. They're not a full piece. No. I mean, it's, you know, you put the double bar, but it goes on.
Oh. Gotcha.
If that were a full piece, you'd have 35 pages for the score.
Gotcha.
So they're all excerpts. Even though they have a double bar at the end. Okay?
Yeah.
No, you can do it by hand.
And that's the whole score.
Yep. Yep. Put it at the end. Because you should, I'm sorry? Sure. Well, you want the score, probably. Well, to conduct it. If you're going to give it to me on Wednesday, and you're not going to conduct it until after Thanksgiving, you probably want the score. I have. They're all in the book, and I have extra copies. So I don't need your score. All I want is the paper and your flow chart. Okay? Any other? I'm sorry?
What?
Don't care.
Okay. Good. Okay. This is what I call the flow chart. Okay? So we're all on common terminology. So excited, can't control myself. Okay? Now, I don't need your scores. You will need your scores. Okay? So you turn in your paper and your flow chart. I'll be doing it. Okay? All right. Okay. Asymmetrical meters. This is fun, really. These are the fun things to conduct. Most of you don't have any asymmetrical meters in your scores that you're doing. A couple of you do. Those of you doing the Royal March or Stravinsky, you have. Those of you, I think that's probably the only one that has a significant amount of changing asymmetrical patterns in it. But as I've said many times before, you have all the tools that you need right now to conduct asymmetrical meter. It's just manipulating those tools. So when we look at asymmetrical meter, and I'm talking about 5-4, 7-4, 11-4, odd number meters, whether they be the quarter note common or the eighth note common, you know, each measure is divided into uneven sections, you know, determined by either the melodic structure or the harmonic structure. Okay? And you as a conductor have to decide what you're going to use to show that. And it's, you take a common pattern that you already know and you make it uneven in one way or another to accommodate the asymmetrical nature of the music that you're conducting. So, what we usually do, the simplest way, is take a common pattern and add a pulse to it, somewhere, to conduct asymmetrical meter. So if we look at, we're going to be talking about 5-4, 7-4, 11-4, those kinds of things. So, could you all stand up? Let's conduct a meter. Here, we'll be up and down all night, so try not to knock each other over. And so, leaves groove, and that means that like mittens, you know, that just have a long string on them, and then you have one in each hand, you're running up your shirt, kind of thing like that. You know, mittens for little kids. That way you never put it down.
Huh?
Oh. So, we're in 4-4 time here. Let's, we're going to change this to 5-4 time. By adding an extra pulse on the left-hand side. So we're going to add an extra pulse here to a straight 4-4 pattern. Okay. We're just going to add one more pulse on the left-hand side of the pattern. So we're going to add 1 and 2, everything's full. We're going to add one more here before we come across the body and up. Okay? So let's try that. Let's start with 4-4. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, this next time, let's add the extra pulse. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Easy. All right? Back 2, 3. Back to 4-4. Good. Now let's add it on the right hand side. Okay, so 1 and 2 are going to be exactly the same. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, okay? 1 and 2 will be the same, 3 will be the same, but we'll add an extra pulse after 3 before we go up for the last beat of the measure, okay? Here we go, 2, ready, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, so you're going to do 2 pulses to the right, and then 1 above. 1, 2, right, right, up. 1, left, right, right, up. Yeah. Now, that's 5-4 time. Yeah, that's the only 2 combinations you're probably ever going to see of 5-4 time. 2 plus 3 or 3 plus 2. So if we do 7-4, what we're going to do is we're going to take a simple 3 pattern and we're going to add this extra pulse somewhere. So there are more combinations here, right? In 7-4, we can do 2 plus 2 plus 3, which equals 7, or 2 plus 3 plus 2, or 3 plus 2 plus 2. Okay, so there's an extra combination in 7-4 that you determine by what you see in the music, what's happening underneath the melody. Or perhaps just in the melody. Okay. If you're doing text, then what's the emphasis of the text, perhaps? That might influence conductors. So, what we're going to do is, let's do slow 3, but subdivide. 1. So we're going to do 2 pulses on each strong gesture of 3. Okay. Here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we're just getting 2 pulses. 3, 5, here we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so there's actually 6 pulses in this measure because we're subdividing 3. So let's add an extra pulse on the third one. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. So 3 pulses up. Just kind of walking up the stairs. Now if you have your 3. 1, 2, 5, 6, 7. Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So you still want the 3 pattern clearly defined. 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you have your palm parallel with the floor, it's really easy to define those 3 subdivisions because you still have stronger agagic accents on the first part of those than you do on the second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, six, seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then just walk up, step, step, 3 taps. And tap, 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 tap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Okay, let's go back to a straight subdivided 3. And 1, and 2, and 3. And now let's add the extra pulse on 2, on the second strongest beat. Okay, we're still subdivided 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, straight, subdivide. 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, this time around we're going to add the extra one. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Good. 5, 6 straight, back to subdivided 3. 2, and 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now we're going to add it on the downbeat, the extra pulse. Okay, 1, and 2, and ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, relax a minute. The first one in every combination of the pattern is stronger adagio. So if we're looking at 3 plus 2 plus 2, like this, then naturally these are stronger and they would have larger gestures, which would allow you to just use your wrist to define the secondary gesture. Okay? They don't all have to be big. Okay? The big ones are the stronger pulses within that subdivision of the measure. Okay? So that strong body motion that you have in a standard 3-4 measure, this one, it's still there for that one. 1, 2, 3, strong motion to 4, 5, stronger one to 6, and 7 is the lightest adagio in the whole measure. Right. So let's try this one again. The added pulse on the first one. Okay, here we go. Ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Feel the 3 pattern. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, if I were really going to draw this, I would probably draw really accurately to show that I go down here and then I kind of drift a little bit to the left, you know, before I come back across for 2 gestures here and then 2 gestures up there. So it kind of drifts a little bit so I can set up again that crawl, strong crossbody motion that we always have for that stronger, what would be the first half. Okay. 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, fortunately, you don't see those very often in the slow tempo, so you don't have to manufacture conducting gestures for those. But no, the majority of them are still done with a combination of 2, 3, and 4. Okay. So 8 can be 2 4s, subdivided 4, just like we did a subdivided 4. It's easy to do 8-4 that way. 9-4, you know. again, the more you add, the more complicated it gets. But it's the stronger half note gesture, half note pulse that you want to make sure you define. So you go as you go from 4 to 5. 5-4 becomes 5-2. Conducting pulse the planets or something like that. He uses a lot of half notes to pulse in that piece rather than the quarter. Where it gets much more complicated, go ahead and sit down. Is in fact. In fact. And here we just use what I call lopsided gestures of standard simple conducting gestures. And there are a lot more possibilities when we move to compound meter. Do we have pizza coming in? Between 2-4 and 6-8. Okay? And then you get that feel. We did that a little bit the other day with a little example from West Side Story. So here's 2-4. Here's 6-8. And the key to this is really keeping that eighth note constant, that pulse. You have to internalize that pulse. If you do anything with changing time this way, and it does make a difference whether you're playing classical music or playing jazz. There are a lot of time charts, you know, in jazz that shift this meter all over the place. We do it in classical music as well. And it's that constant eighth note that helps you make this transition. So let's stand up again. Let's do some. 2-4, then we'll do 6-8, back and forth. And then we'll go lopsided. So, 2-4. 1-2, ready, and. 1-2, 1-2. Now, if you think eighth notes within that, so subdivide that into eighth notes. Okay? And that's the key. Because you can make the transition into anything as long as you keep that eighth note constant. Okay, let's go to 6-8. 1-2, raise, and. da 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 in two. Da 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 da. Yep. Let's go back to 2-4 and da 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 da. Okay. Do that. Okay.
Yeah, is it normal, like, for me, like, just to do something physical, and if it helps you, you know, like, to make
like what?
Percussive noise, you know, like, if you ever lose your instrument pulse, you know, just...
Oh, sure. You know, lots of people do chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Teach, like with young kids.
I'm not young, but I lose the pulse.
So do 4-1, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. One, strong one, weaker two, bigger downbeat for one, and there's upbeat for two, two, one, two, da, 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 6-8, ready, and, da, 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 back to 2-4, da, 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 da. Okay, 2 measures, 2-4, 2 measures, 6-8, 1-2, ready, 2-4, 1-2, 2-2. Okay? Who's having trouble? Anybody? Okay. That's the start. Okay, that's where you begin. If you ever feel that the inability to assimilate the asymmetrical, the lopsidedness of the beat, go back to the 2-4-6-8 exercise and just get that feeling of the extension, that flow, that extra carry to accommodate the 1-8. Okay? And then go back into the meter you're trying to do. Now, asymmetrical here, but if we go 2-4 this time, let's go 5-8. Okay, so we're going to go 5-8, and the division is going to be 2 plus 3, so there's going to be 2 8 notes. Okay, we're going to go 5-8, 2 8 notes, then 3-8. Okay, that's going to be our division within the major. Okay, so let's first, just establish the 2-4, because this is going to be a 2 pattern. 5-8 is always conducted in 2, and you decide where the division is going to be. Is it 2 plus 3 or 3 plus 2? In this case, it's going to be 2 plus 3. So let's start with 2-4. 1-2, ready, and 1-2, 1-2. So you're feeling 8 notes. Now, this is a little difficult because you have to float only the extra eighth note on beat 2. 2-1-2, 1-2, 1-2, okay? And so, thinking in 5, here we go. 5-8, 1-2, ready, begin. 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5. 3, 4, 5, back to 2-4. 1-2, 1-2, and 1-2. Okay? Pretty easy. Yes? 1-2, 1-2, you're back to 5-8. Ready? Now. 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5. 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, back to 2-4, 1-2, 2-2, 2-3, 2, let's switch the 5-8 now. Let's put the extension on the first part. Okay, extension on the first part. 1-2, ready, begin. 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, so it floats on 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4-5, 1-2-3-4. 2-4, 1-2, 2-2. Okay, so let's do this.
That's like the William March.
Okay.
Okay, two majors of 2-4, and two majors of 5-8, divided 2+3, and back to the 2-4 again, and then reverse the 5-8, 3+2. Okay? So everything in two major patterns. Okay? Here we go. Starting with 2-4. 1, 2, ready, and 1 and 2, and 2 and 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1 and 2, and 1 and 2, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, stuck, stuck, 1, 2, 2, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, stop. Yeah. Okay?
Easy?
Easy. Really, it's not rocket. Why does somebody get that? Okay. So, that's an easy one. I'll tell you where it gets really fun and complicated and frustrating is when you get a full combination of different leaders together. But let's look at 6-8 we did. Okay, we did that. Simple two even division. So it's really not asymmetrical at all. 6-8. Okay, neither is 2-4. Okay? They are symmetrical. Let's do 7-8. 7-8's a 3 pattern. And lots of different combinations. Right? We can do. Okay, three different combinations, depending on where you place the dotted coordinates. Whether you place it on the strong first pulse, the strong second pulse, or the strong third pulse. But it's 3-4, it's the same principle that we just did. You're keeping the constant eighth note pulse, and then we'll shift. So let's start with 3-4 time. And then we'll switch to the top here, which is 3+2+2. 3+2+2. But right now, just 3-4 times. 1, ready, and. 1, 2, 3, 2. Now, everybody's thinking eighth notes. Okay, let's do the top. Ready, and. So it's a straight? It's a three pattern. The asymmetrical part is at the beginning. 3-4, and 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3. Okay, this time we do the second one, where we're going to put the extension in the middle. So it's going to be 2/8 notes, and then 3/8 notes, and then 2/8 notes. Okay? Got it? We're going to float, extend the 2 to accommodate the extra 8th note. 1, ready, begin. 1, back to 3. 1, 2, 3. Good. Now let's do the last one where we put the extension, which is just the one you find most common. You put the extension on the last strong pulse of the beat. Okay, here we go. Ready, and 1, go. 1, 2. So you can solve everything as long as you know the basic pattern that you're going to use for that. We look at let's look at 8-8 for a minute. 8-8's interesting because really 8-8 is 4-4 time, right? 4-4 time. But we can divide it in different ways. So it doesn't always have to be 2+2+2+2. And I'm talking about 8-8. Okay, it could be 2+3+3.
You know, so we're in the same combination that we just did with 7-8, okay? Only we're doing two pulses with 3-8 notes in them instead of just one. So we can do the same combination. We can go 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1. Or we can go 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1. Okay? Or the last. So there are other combinations too. And then you can switch back to 4-4 tonic too, which was Leonard Bernstein's favorite trick. If you look at his Jeremiah Symphony or Kaddish or the Mass that he did for Kennedy's memory for the opening of the Kennedy Center. Lots of 4-4 into some kind of compound meter, okay? Or a combination of asymmetrical pulses within a common meter. And he did it all the time. So this could be 3 plus 2 plus 3, 3 plus 3 plus 2. And again, it's just accommodating in your conducting beat, extending it just enough to accommodate that extra 8. 10-8, the same way. 9-8. Look at 9-8, really, very, for the most part, is a very common conducted in 3 equal 8 notes to every pulse. But it could be also done in 4. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. Right? So there's lots of different combinations of 9. Leonard Bernstein in the offertory for the Bernstein Mass. Ding dong dong dita da dong 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 dita da dong 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 dita da 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 da. And he shifted it all over the place. So just because it's in 9-8 doesn't mean it's going to be the traditional 9-8. It could be in several different combinations. 10-8. That ain't usually done in 4. There are lots of different combinations of 10-8. So, whatever your imagination can draw up, you can do the same thing. It's usually multiple divisions of 2 plus 3. So it can be 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 3, or 3 plus 2 plus 3 plus 2, or 2 plus 3 plus 2. You know, there's all kinds of combinations. But it's simple as long as you can make that transition between a conducting gesture that accommodates 2-8 notes and a conducting gesture that accommodates 3-8 notes. If you can make that shift comfortably, that we did from the very beginning with 2-4 and 6-8, that you can accommodate any kind of multimeter composition that you encounter. But you have to practice. Yeah. It will trick you up.
Yeah, it just depends on the music, really.
Yeah, it just depends on you. So have a seat. Let's look at these examples that I gave to you today. Have a seat.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah, you're at a disadvantage here.
We're talking. Yep.
This is
going to
be fun.
Here you go.
You got one?
Yes.
So this first example is a slow adagio 4-4, starts at 4-4. This is the Almighty Father from the Bernstein Mass. This is a very good example of a very slow piece, and he's even shown you the division here. If you look at the asymmetrical meters, which are in 5-4, with the dotted line, there's only a couple of them, with the dotted line, he shows you how to conduct them. Okay? So we start with 2 measures of 4-4 time, then 2 measures of 3-4 time. That's the first phrase. Then the second phrase begins with a measure of 4, then a measure of 5. And he's shown the division there. So conduct this with the added pulse on the right-hand side. So it's a 4 plus 1 added to it. So it's a 3 plus 2. 1, 2, 3, then 4, 5. Then we're back in 3/4 time for two measures. And then he repeats this, the phrase structure again. Several measures, three measures in four, four measures in three, or five measures in three. And then he has one more 5/4 measure. Again, he's asking you to divide it. Three pulses plus two. And you, what about that, that 5/4 measure? Anything changing across the dotted bar line? No, nothing's changing harmonically at all. So even though he suggests that you do it 3 plus 2, you could do it 4 plus 1. The only thing that's moving is the last quarter note. Nothing says you couldn't do this 2 plus 3. Because the only thing that's moving is the
maybe,
last note of the major.
Maybe he wanted that tie to carry over.
Could be. Okay, so this is a pretty easy example. You turn the page. This one's a little different. This was originally written for Wingman. From the Lincoln Symposium. And unless you know the folk song, sometimes it's a little hard to figure out how you're going to conduct Granger. Most all, nearly all Granger's music is based on folk material. So you really have to go back to the folk song to sometimes discern how to conduct it, where the stress is within an asymmetrical passage. But this again, the quarter note stays constant all the way through the piece. And this is the entire movement. So it's only 37 measures long. And you have meter signatures of 4/4, 5/4, and 3/2. 3/2, of course, should be 6/4. Okay. So the quarter note pulse stays the same. Why do you think, looking at the 3/2, why do you think he wrote it in 3/2 and not 6/4?
Because of that triplet?
Well, it's the phrase, the half notes. Half notes to be emphasized.
Yeah, why do you think, though? Why you could emphasize a 6/4, a half note. But I...
There's that triplet on the bottom.
Yeah, the triplet, the quarter note triplet, I think, is the reason that he wrote it in 3/2 rather than in 6/4. Okay. Although, 99% of the conductors conduct this in 6. Not in 3. So, because of how slow it is. Quarter note equals 76 throughout. So it's pretty straightforward. There are no real surprises. We look, if you look up the text, you'll know that it goes, in Harkstall Grange, there lived an old miser. And so the 5/4 measure, the first 5/4 is lived an old miser. So for that reason, you'd want probably to conduct that 2 plus 3. The emphasis on miser, lived an old miser. Okay. And then the rest of the text can tell you the same way. This is the original. Harkstall Grange, who lived in old miser, the next 4/4 measure, you all know him, then the 5/4 measure, I heard say. And then the 8th note is the beginning of the next text. It's him and his man that was named John Bull. That's the 4/4. Then with the 3/2, they fell out one market day. And it's a beautiful folk song that's about a murder. These two guys got in a fight, and the hired hand killed the master, is what this is about. It's actually stunningly beautiful music. So to go back to the text each time and find out how to conduct this text, because there's nothing that really helps you in the harmonic rhythm to tell whether you want the 5/4 conducted in 3 plus 2 or 2 plus 3. The next example is in 7-8, starts in 7-8, and you have lots of different shifting meters here. Quarter note pulse is 72. That starts in a measure, two measures of 7-8, organized, dotted quarter, 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 dotted quarter, quarter, quarter. Okay. So this edition has done a really good job of beaming the notes, and that's a good key of how you're going to conduct this. So if we conduct the first two measures in a three pattern with extension on beat one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, they run straight four for a measure, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and then the 5-8, the beaming is 3 plus 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're back to 4-4. So this composer has given you a really good outline of how to conduct it. And it continues that pattern until measure 24. And so look at 24, and it shifts to 11-8. So we're coming into that measure. We start four measures before 24. We have 4-4, 7-8, 5-8, 6-8. So we have a different meter every measure. So we start simple, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and, 7-8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5-8. This time, 2 plus 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then we have 6-8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then we're at 24.
2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So how many stronger pulses are there here? We've got for a quarter pulse. Yeah, there are 5. So we would conduct this in 5/4 time, but we would accommodate for the extra extension where it falls, which in this case is on the very last quarter note. That's where the extra eighth is.
Can you demonstrate that,
Ed? Yeah, 1, 2, 3, then 4, and then 5. So it would be 3 plus 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1. So you're just accommodating that extra eighth note with that carry on your upbeat, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1. Okay? And then he shifts it back to 4, 4, 5, 8, and he falls back into the same pattern. And the last excerpt that I gave you is again from the Lincolnshire Posy. This is the Rufford Park Poachers. Again, another folk song. And this is canonic imitation. It's the same rhythm. Okay. It starts out the same, the piece starts out in canonic imitation in three different voices. And it starts at a quarter note. So you see 2-4 and then 5-8, 4-8, 5-8. So it's all done, the quarter note still maintains the pulse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, and 2, and 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay? Pretty easy to conduct until you start to listen to it and you hear the canonic imitation. Then it becomes much more challenging. Okay? But you should be able to look at a piece and say, oh, okay, so this is asymmetrical. So where are the stronger pulses? And you analyze it either 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, the strong pulses. And then where does the composer throw the lopsided beat? Okay, where is the asymmetry there? And it's at that point that you have to accommodate that with the carry, the float of your gesture to accommodate that one extra. So on Wednesday, we got to go here. On Wednesday, let's look at conducting, and I'm going to ask for volunteers. The example on 210 is the Horkstahl Grange. Okay, the Percy Granger, and that's simple quarter note, simple all the way through. So the patterns of 4 and 5. And you can do the 3-2 as the subdivided 3, as long as you keep the quarter note together. Okay? So let's look at that one. And then the other one is on page 218. It's example 10-11. Do you have your books? This is an easy one if you conduct it all in 3. I'm on page 218. Starts on the bottom, sweet in F.
Oh.
So if you conduct the 2-4 plus the 3-8 together, so you're really turning that into a 7-8 measure. You can conduct the entire excerpt in 3. Da da di da 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 di da 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 di da 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 di da di da 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 di da 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 di da 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 da. Okay, all in 3. Okay, just by, and it makes it so much more clear for the players as well, because that's really what the composer intended, that kind of feel, rather than da da di da 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 di da 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 di da di, you know, all those downbeats. You know, it really makes no sense musically. It flows much better all in 3. So look at it that way, and then it's easy to float back and forth between 2 8th notes to a pulse and 3 8th. Okay, good. See you Wednesday.